The Thanksgiving holiday is a time to give thanks. A chance to reflect on blessings and be thankful for what we have. It would be hard for most people to be positive and thankful if they'd experienced what Tom Block has been through in the past year. But then again, there aren't many people like Tom.
I still have some challenges and stuff that I face every day, physically more than anything. Mentally, I'm fine. But, you know, it's definitely a one step at a time deal. But yeah, you know, it's life's good. I'm happy to be here. I wouldn't trade for anything in the world. I got hurt on October 5th, 2013. It was a really special day for me because it was after my birthday. It was October 4th, and you know, I celebrated in true American fashion in a sense that I strapped a 3x6 foot flag to my back and, you know, went looking for bad guys with my buddies and ran up. I was the first one to the breach, walked towards the, or I had the guy, there's two people there, and I had a guy walk towards me and he had his hands up, and as soon as I grabbed him, his companion ran towards me, got within about 8 feet of me, and she blew up. She blew herself up with a suicide vest. And he blew up, and I kind of used him as a human shield, if you will, and I got thrown 35 feet into a minefield. And the injuries I sustained from the blast were I lost my right eye, collapsed left lung, broken right foot, and then multiple burn and shrapnel wounds.
When others would have given up, he kept pushing, fighting, and finding a way to recover.
I woke up 3 days later in a hospital bed in Bethesda, Maryland, immediately. I mean, 3 to 4 days after I woke up, I made a decision right then and there that I would overcome my injuries. And the mentality and my thought process was that if I give up, they win. And I'm not about to let them win. So positive attitude from then on forward was my main focus. No matter how bad it got, I had to be thankful for what I had and move forward from where I was. And I wasn't going to let anybody hold me back. I wasn't going to let them win, and I'm not going to quit or give up.
The Waseca native is lucky and thankful to be alive today, just 13 months since that fateful day last October. His heroism and valor are an inspiration to every American.
As far as I'm concerned, though, there's no higher honor than serving your country. And a lot of people tell me I've done a lot already, but, you know, it's not over. You know, it's never over, because we got to provide for our future. Freedom isn't free, and there's going to be people that are going to be like me. They're going to have to ensure that, and as long as I'm around and I can have some kind of influence on that, I will.
His leadership, courage, and bravery led to his selection as the 2014 Army Times Soldier of the Year. And last weekend, he was back in his home state to cheer on his Minnesota Vikings and get a special honor at the Salute to Service game.
It's definitely an honor. They're a part of life here in this state, and you know, they mean a lot to the fans. I will never root for another team that isn't the Vikings or the Twins or the Minnesota Wild. Any Minnesota sports team, I got their back as a fan and, you know, everything else, you know, through thick and thin.
Tom Block is a true American hero and an inspiration to every single person in this country. He was given a much-deserved standing ovation by the crowd Sunday for his bravery and courage. When faced with a dangerous situation, Tom Block is the one who walks in and fights to protect others. He spends his holiday being thankful for his life. And the rest of America is thankful we have him.
I'm not going to quit or give up. What I hope to do is set an example for others to follow. Always.